this advances. Advance or go back, and then that's the pointer. Okay.
Want to introduce the next presenter at the show today is Bill Powell, general manager of CB Mining. He's going to be talking about using a dealer network to support longwall mining. William Powell came to CB Mining from Cleveland Brothers Equipment Company, where he served as customer-facing service positions for 14 years. Starting out as a mechanic and working his way up to field service manager, he gained extensive knowledge of Cat surface equipment, the dealer business model, and what it means to take care of the customer. Bill joined CB Mining as operations manager in September 2013 and quickly learned just how drastically different the underground mining business is compared to the surface business. As his knowledge of underground mining process, he was able to adjust the Cat dealer model to fit CB Mining's underground business. Bill was recently appointed general manager of CB Mining. He is passionate about his business and providing the highest quality customer support and service. When Bill is not in the office, he enjoys spending time with his wife and three daughters, hunting, fishing, and golfing. So, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good morning. How about them Penguins? I was sitting there. I think we ought to just show a video of the last 2 minutes of that game. So, first, I wanted to kind of set the base here of the acquisitions to get us to this point. In June 2007, USIRIS acquires DBT. July 2011, Caterpillar acquires USIRIS. And then from 2012 to 2015, Cat divests USIRIS businesses into their Caterpillar dealerships. Take you back a little bit more. That's nearly two centuries of underground mining experience that we're talking about here, back all the way to Westphalia days. So there's a lot of experience that comes along with this. Give you guys an idea. It might be hard to see, but the red dots were the existing USIRIS locations at the time Caterpillar purchases USIRIS. Each blue dot represents a longwall mine in the U.S. So there was basically three service centers in the U.S. to support the U.S. longwall market. Transition to the dealers. Caterpillar divests the former USIRIS and DBT aftermarket facilities to the dealers. That happens first. Berry Road, here located in Washington, PA, goes to CB Mining, and Carrier Mills in Illinois goes to Favik. Huntington goes to Wheeler. There's currently seven other Cat dealers with longwalls in their territory to support the U.S. mines. That gives us a total of 10 Caterpillar dealers, 10 different businesses supporting the longwalls in the U.S. At that time, some of the dealers opt to operate it as a standalone business. We were one of them. Other dealers had elected to merge it into their existing surface traditional business lines. So, same map, if you could think about earlier with the USIRIS model. This is the U.S. with the Cat dealer model, and that's as of 2016 numbers. 10 different dealers. Numbers on the left represent the current longwalls in their territory as of 2016. Current number on the right is how many of them are Caterpillar units. So, CB Mining, which I'm representing here, was the largest at the time with 18 longwalls in territory, 12 of them being Caterpillar. This data here is 2016 data. It's just more in a chart. Might be easier for you guys to see. Largest dealer, 18 longwalls with is CB Mining. Look at the right, you know, you have some dealers that only have one at T&E, two, five numbers, and that totals 48 longwalls in the U.S. Those numbers are of as of 2016. I believe currently it's 45 running. 66% of the longwalls in the U.S. have a major piece of Cat equipment, roof support or conveyor. So focus a little bit more on CB Mining now, just kind of from setting the point of where we were to where we were, you know, came today. We started in September of 2013. We are a separate legal entity, a standalone business, family owned. We only serve the underground coal market. Berry Road rebuild facility was divested as part of the Caterpillar dealer divestiture. With that, we got 89 ex-Bucyrus employees with an average tenure of about 15 years of service. And then what we opted to do is we opted to take three Cleveland Brothers employees, me being one of them, and contracted them to CB Mining to lead the dealership. We also expanded and added an additional facility in November of 2013, which is pictured at the bottom. It's about 75,000 square feet. Berry Road that we got off of Caterpillar is about 45,000 square feet. So why separate the dealership? You know, longwall mining, longwall equipment is so unique and specific to every mine. And when we looked at it, it was very unique and not like the Caterpillar traditional model, where there's a lot of units that are very similar or all the same. Seeing that, we realized that it requires specialized employees. You can't take your run-of-the-mill mechanics, truck engine guys, bulldozer guys, and service the customers or service the mines in a professional and in good manner. Realized one size doesn't fit all. Traditional Caterpillar business is global processes and equipment that work pretty much everywhere, and they're large volume, and so it's all very similar. We realized that that's not longwall mining. Everything is very different to each mine. So by separating the dealership from the traditional dealership of Cleveland Brothers in our territory, we were able to have flexibility, and we weren't bound by the processes that Caterpillar dealers use to service customers or operating systems. We had the flexibility to know what works on the traditional side, what might work on the underground side, and implement those processes, but we weren't forced to use what doesn't work and try to make this glove fit everything. The other thing we really wanted to do is this business has to perform on its own two legs, and we didn't want the financial side of this acquisition diluted into the traditional business line. And what that really gave us is it gave us focused employees. The guys at CB Mining know that it's really up to them to be successful, and we can't ride the coattails of the traditional Cat dealership. So to give you an idea, that's CB Mining's territory, which is the same footprint as Cleveland Brothers territory. Those are the Cleveland Brothers branches circle really wrapping around the underground mining, which we focus on in CB Mining. One of the other benefits of being a separate dealer but a parent to Cleveland Brothers is we have are able to use all their logistics and infrastructure. So as far as trucking is concerned, in any one of their repair facilities, we could treat it as internal. Closer snapshot, those are the longwall mines in territory. You see it's pretty heavily populated and condensed into a small area, really located in the heart of Longwall USA here. One of the really major successful, which we'll go into a little bit later for CB Mining, was the install base. When we acquired CB Mining from Caterpillar, we had a huge install base. There's 17 longwall faces operating, and as our current number is out of 45, it's about a 38% market share of the U.S. And you can see that, so you have a large critical mass in territory that really allows us to be successful and make this happen. So in territory market share, currently Caterpillar, we have about 68% roof support market share in territory. It's about 2,824 roof support units in our territory. 71% market share in the AFCs, the BSLs, 12 out of 17. Currently have no Caterpillar shears operating in our territory at this time. This slide here is, it's actually one that really makes me proud, and I wanted to include it in here. You guys might have seen this, but this is Coal Age 2017. This is U.S. longwall production by mine, 2016 production on the left, and seven out of the top eight highest producers in the U.S. were in territory. Those are customers we support. The only one that we don't support would be the second one, Sugar Camp, which is in Fabix territory in Illinois. And all of those top eight have Caterpillar as some major system component, whether it be a roof support or a automation electronic PMCR operating system to run a competitive shield, or the CSTs. It's really something that makes me proud, and it makes our guys proud that they're supporting the top producers in the U.S. market. Just to give you guys an idea, I don't have a slide on it, but 2017 will. Our in-territory coal production clean from longwall will be right around probably 66 million. Dealership currently 87 employees, and we're supporting about 66 million clean tons longwall mined in the U.S. So, you know, talk about dealer network. When we start this business, you know, our values are really our foundation. As you can see that here, our values are safety, integrity, excellence, teamwork, and commitment. Those are really our foundation, and a lot of the decisions we make day in and day out really go back and fall back on our values. We might not do every deal out there if it's not right for the customer or if it's not right for us. So that's really a foundation, and you'll find that in most Caterpillar dealership networks, and that's really the core foundation of the Cat dealer network is the values. We're customer focused. You'll also find that we focus on building relationships. Every deal we get involved in, first we ask a couple questions. What is it going to take for this customer to be successful? What value does it add for the customer for what we're proposing or what we're able to do? You got to know the customer's business. What areas can we help? What areas are we good at? You got to know the move schedules for inventory planning, and we do a lot of interaction with the customers to bring inventory into the area to support them based upon move schedules. One of the big differences I think between the Cat dealer network and maybe the direct models that some of you guys have been familiar with is, you know, the dealer network, you're really the liaison for the customer. You're not the OEM. You're not the manufacturer, you're basically the agent for the customer. And we kind of got a little saying that Cat might own the product, but the dealer owns the customer. By having that separation, it really allows us to maybe do what's right for the customer, but maybe not right for the manufacturer. I know that some of you guys that know me will attest to that, and some of the Cat guys that you might see in the room know that we certainly don't see eye to eye on a lot of decisions. We're certainly the fighting for the customer first and foremost. So that's why I think one of the key successes too with the dealer model is that you are so customer focused. It's you're not tied into the OEM decisions that they might be making at the time in the downturns. Everybody's seeing like inventory reductions, and we did not take any inventory reductions 2015, 2016. And kept our inventory at the same levels they were in 2014 to support our customers, whereas some of the other manufacturers that you guys deal with day in, day out probably seen major impacts with inventory now that the business is turning around. So, you know, the dealer network, because you have all these separate entities, it's a small business feel, but it's a large cap strength. You're dealing local. You're not dealing with a global company. We have the flexibility to meet the needs. It's not like the big 100,000 employee corporation that can't turn on a dime, and it's like turning the Titanic around, you know. So we have a lot of flexibility to meet the customer needs. We might do something that's unique to Caterpillar or other major OEMs might not be interested in entertaining because it's not a, doesn't fit their global strategy per se. The accountability of it, you know, this is a small business. It's CB Mining, like I said, 89 at the time of divestiture, currently 87 employees. And they're responsible for to meet this, for their successes. So there's a lot of accountability to make that happen and to make the customers happy long term, not just short term. With it being local, we're an active member in the community. We do a lot of fundraising and sponsorships for local teams. With the customers at church and other different functions, and we're not just the guy that comes and visits, once or twice a month that might be stationed, hundreds of miles away. But being we are a Caterpillar dealer, we do have knowledge share on a global platform through the Caterpillar dealer network. We have open communications between any dealer in the world, along with other things that are going on at Caterpillar. So issues that might be happening out of territory or across the globe, we are immediately notified on, and we know what the potential issues are and the potential solutions. And additionally, with anything that happens in our territory, we have that knowledge platform there to communicate. Obviously, Cat Financial, big part of our operation and our successes too, with the internal financing that Caterpillar brings to these deals, particularly in the downturn. A lot of the recent, successes that we have had on the capital sales platform would have never happened outright. If it wasn't for Cat Financial coming in and offering competitive operating leases or different things of that nature, that really would have never happened, and we wouldn't have had the equipment in territory. And you're part of the Cat Dealer Network family. We work very well with any of the dealers that come and need any help or need any inventory. Need something to turn around quick because they're out of capacity or have a unique customer solution that they can't provide as in compatibilities or anything else along those natures. So talk about our capabilities real quick. Hit on it earlier. We have a full 45,000 square foot at Berry Road OEM Rebuild Center. Main focus is really on the conveyor and CST side of that business. Additionally, we have a 75,000 square foot warehouse that's dedicated to longwall inventory. At that facility, we have electronic repair shop for IS and XP reconditioning components, longwall and room and pillar. We house cable manufacturing in-house there, so we can have a quick turn for any longwall moves and or unforeseen circumstances, so we can pretty much get anything any of our customers need. Really quick. Hydraulic shop internally with testing to support the longwall side with all the valving. Talk about a little bit. We have a dedicated life cycle management team in-house that works with customers as far as getting the most out of their equipment and operating safely and efficiently. We do have our own in-house vibration analysis specialists. Every component that we rebuild on the conveyor side, CST, we do a baseline vibration analysis and SOS oil sampling so that we know what that component was when it left here. Some customers offer us to check that at every period of time or interval. Some actually just want us to take a look at it if they suspect any kind of issues. So we know pretty quick what happened or what might be going on throughout the course of a panel by doing that. We currently have 13 technical service reps that are dedicated to longwall only in territory. Those guys are out there at the customer sites every day and working with them and helping them plan their maintenance and plan their longwall moves and set everything up. Additionally, because we are not a subsidiary, but we do have connections in with Cleveland Brothers. We have access to HIMAC, which is Cleveland Brothers Hydraulic and Machining Center, and we have the internal logistics to support that. So anything that we have in our shop can be at HIMAC being repaired the next day. due to their dedicated trucking that happens overnight. They do have laser cladding capabilities for roof support cylinders, and we also use that technology on some of the components on the AFC side for bringing shafts and different things back up to spec. Also, in the laser cladding, you have some hard surfacing capabilities now that we're currently working on to get more life out of components. In-house machining, as I mentioned earlier, longwall hydraulic cylinder reconditioning in-house with testing. So to summarize, CB Mining has been successful as a Caterpillar dealer dedicated to longwall by having the people in place that know the products. Operating this as a standalone business that's focused on underground coal only. We are very focused to what our customers do and what their customer needs are, and it's not diluted by the traditional Caterpillar business. Using the dealership principles of values, customer focus, and then using the dealer network to build the relationships by better serving the customers. Expanding capabilities to satisfy the customer needs and territory, and really just being centered in the heart of Longwall USA and having the critical mass here locally. I want to thank you for your time. Is there any questions?
Bill, great presentation. Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with the people in Germany, Lunen?
The German relationship, yeah. Typically, we do have direct lines of communication with Germany, but I will tell you that using the Caterpillar network, most of our communications are going to go through Caterpillar regional facilities. For us, typically Washington, PA, in Houston, PA. Some of you guys may know, like Al Heffern and his team, that are local. So most of our communications are going to be done through them. The CAT dealer structure is done through the regions, so dealers will report up through the regions, and then they typically will report directly those lines of communication through the product group. But in the event that that's not quick enough or that doesn't work, we do reach out. We have dealer advisory groups and conferences periodically throughout the year where we have collaboration directly between the product group and make those relationships. So basically there's two roads to get there, the primary road, and if for some reason that's got a lot of traffic on it, you can always take the bypass to get what you need to get the customer satisfied.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions? Thanks. Good job.
Good job, thanks.
Joe, Steve said it's your turn to tell a joke.